Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review with special guest Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steppen at the helm of the overview of the charts for the week of November 7th to the 11th. And there wasn't much going on this past week. We're going to have to scratch around. Well, why don't you start by telling us about your week? Jennifer hosts the morning program on KRLA, and for those of you who are dull, KRLA stands for Radio Los Angeles, okay?
Hey, there you go.
How about that for Big Apples? Anyway, Jennifer does the morning program there, and she is steeped in a tradition of politics. She's always, since the beginning, I've known you since you were a young teenager, and I don't remember how old you were, but you were in your 20s, early 20s, or mid-20s when you started working with me on the air, and it's always been something that has a political tone to it, a political bent, but there's so many other things about you that are lovable and likable that sometimes... Yes, that's it, exactly. So sometimes people lose the impact of your focus on politics and where you are. So I suppose as that's the number one story this week, without any stretch, all of the midterm.
The only story. Everything else has gotten buried.
I know, that's right.
There's stuff that's happening, I'm sure.
Yeah, lots of stuff happening.
About it, yeah.
Right, exactly. So the question, maybe this is a good place to start. Does the Pennsylvania election... cover or change the way we talk about people with disabilities? Because I was very strident in suggesting that if I were in Pennsylvania, I probably wouldn't have voted for either of those birds, but I sure wasn't going to vote for Fetterman, not because he's a bad guy, but because I don't think he can do the job. I really don't. I think not qualified.
This is not political, but
no.
It gives me post-traumatic stress because my grandmother had a stroke. It was one of the most significant moments of my life, and it started me down a path. I mean, that's what gave me panic attacks. And I found my grandmother on the floor because she had had a stroke. That was one of the most difficult moments of my life. And watching, I'm like, oh my, you know, it like brings you back to that time.
Yep.
And it's very strange how that like impacts you. But, I think the thing with this race that people have to remember is that because of early voting, and this is it's hard.
We started on that.
Well, this is hard because every state has different laws. Every state has different counting. It's why on election night, we had election results coming out of Florida and Texas, but we're still counting in California and Arizona because of early voting and the different tactics that are used in each state. In Pennsylvania, they have early voting for like almost 2 months. I think it's 45 days.
Ridiculous.
Before election day, the actual election day. And do you know that 50% of the votes that were cast in Pennsylvania were cast before John Fetterman and Dr. Oz even debated publicly? So... I think that...
Ridiculous. Talking about skewing an election.
And they had kind of hidden him a little bit from having mainstream news media interviews, from having debates. They hid him because they probably didn't want people to know. You know, they put him in small doses so that people could see him because his stroke is recent. So... I don't know. Everybody's freaking out about Pennsylvania. I thought Pennsylvania was going to be a disaster from the beginning. I actually am glad we have a winner. I thought it was going to be tied up in lawsuits for months. So
one of the things that people are saying, Jennifer, one of the things that people are saying is that the straw that broke the camel's back for Oz was the fact that Oprah became very public the week before the election, saying that she wouldn't vote for Oz, even though she's the person who's responsible for all of us knowing who Oz is. Is that
great friend. Apparently, there's a rumor here. Don't be friends with Oprah because she'll turn on you.
Well, she did anyway.
I don't know. I don't know if Oprah has an impact. It could be. Look, anything can happen. I really think that the reason we have a Senator John Fetterman is because half of the state had voted before they were evil.
Could be, yep. Makes good sense. Yep. All right, let's keep moving here. Number two on the story list and on the people list is the former president, Mr. Trump, who supposedly is fuming after all of his picks, most of his the last 14 picks were projected to lose. You know what? I'm so off and so over this and so over Trump. I don't even want to talk about him anymore. It's just tiresome. It's just the same old story. And you listen to him making fun of people. Yeah, go ahead. Please.
Because I think that this is a construct mostly of the media and of
even if it is, Jennifer,
but wait,
it's enough
just
already.
Let me finish my my thought. Yeah. After election night, it was, you know, all of this polling, oh, it's going to be the big red wave. The Senate wasn't supposed to be in play for Republicans, but because Democrats have done a lousy job in the last 2 years, Republicans put the Senate into play. In New York, Lee Zeldin came within 5 points of beating Kathy Hochul in very blue New York. In California, we had a red wave.
Kathy Hochul is a horrible governor.
Correct.
Horrible.
But in blue states, it doesn't matter. And to bring it within 5 points is incredible. In California, we had big wins for Republicans. So, you know, the red wave wasn't gigantic. So now people are like, okay, let's see how we can use this and blame people. And the Never Trumpers in the Republican Party and the people who are in the mainstream media are trying to create a civil war in our party. And I don't think we should let them. They're baiting us into this conflict.
That party,
to destroy the Republican Party by picking
your party
against Donald Trump.
But DeSantis actually looked pretty good this week to a lot of people. I thought for the first time I really paid attention to him and talking to some of my friends who live in Florida. This guy looks like he's the real deal, whereas Trump never looked like he was the real deal.
When he was president doing wonderful things?
No. Well, he did a lot of good things that I loved, frankly. But the whole business about making fun is like, what did he call it? Sanctimonious or something? Come on. Shut up with your foolishness. It's just a distraction. And now we've got, I'm looking there back to the news media that loves to discredit Trump. I'm with you 100% on that. The news media is completely biased.
Well, completely he's falling victim to it. And this is the problem.
But he's his own worst enemy.
This case, I believe that that is 100% true. I think that he needs to focus on his announcement, which is coming Tuesday, and forget all the rest. But there is so much baiting happening that is so ridiculous. It's like, we need to get on the same page here because there is some momentum to ride on. But
well, you'll have the New York Times will be all over this weekend. Apparently, some of the federal agencies are going to the Supreme Court to ask or to somehow or other deny Trump's tax request, the tax returns that he doesn't want to send to the House committee. So we're going to, it becomes very distracting. And everybody's wrong here. The government is wrong. The news media is wrong. Trump is wrong because there's too much focus on divisiveness, and Trump is really responsible in part for that, but the news media also is. And then you look at them going after Trump and DeSantis and all of that.
This isn't to discount Trump, but you also have to remember, you can be upset about Trump's tax returns, but why are we not upset about the fact that Joe Biden sold his office of vice president to China to benefit himself and screw the country?
There is so much wrong with both.
Right, but only
the system
one gets
is so
on. So why
broken.
Is that?
Well, I think you're doing it. I think a lot of the right of center news media is focusing on it.
Yeah, but we don't have as much power as CNN and MSNBC and Fox.
I don't know about
and
that.
ABC and
no,
NBC.
I think you do. I think you do. I don't think you think you do, but I think you do. Anyway, if I were to ask you and Jay if there were some election myths that were demolished during this time, this past week or so, the business about what the expectation was for Republicans, what the reality is for Democrats and Latinos swinging to the right. That was something that came about. There was a lot of that coverage. Did they? Have they? Will they? Can they?
With Latinos, look at Florida. That's that's the bulk of Ron DeSantis' success and Marco Rubio's success. Both of them really had great nights early on Friday, and a lot of that was the Latino vote. In California, it was really funny. I know this is just a small sample size, and you know people could probably, you know, blow it off. But on the program after Election Day, literally yesterday, full board of phone calls, and I had three different people that were so interesting. Two called in. Two were Latinos living in Los Angeles who voted Republican for the very first time down the whole ticket.
Yeah.
And but one of them was a union worker. The other didn't tell me what he did. And then another one who said, you know, I was listening to NPR and I was getting so angry and I couldn't explain it. So I decided to listen to conservative radio and I found you. And I've been I listened to you. I was going to do it only for 1 week. And now I've been listening for a year and I voted Republican for the first time.
Yeah. So, hey, let's hear it for Jennifer. Hooray.
No, I'm just not saying it's not me. What I'm saying is that I do believe that there's a shift with Latino voters. And I don't think we're going to know until all the numbers are done.
I'm going to bet you. Okay, so let me go one step further with that for you. I'm going to bet you the Latinos will not embrace Donald Trump. They will embrace DeSantis, you know, if that's an important factor in what goes on in the future.
The story yesterday was, because my big thing is it shouldn't be Trump versus DeSantis. It should be Trump then DeSantis, because we have a strong bench and we shouldn't let people tear us up. Mm-hmm. But we had people calling in and talking about that. One guy said, you know, Latinos are never going to vote for Trump. He's like, I don't feel like he can win us back. Then the other caller, the woman who is a healthcare worker in the union, said, oh, no, we need Trump first. And I was never, you know, the media is the one that skewed what he said about Hispanics and blah, blah, blah. So it's interesting. I think it's
the whack jobs that you, one of the things that impacts what you do in La La Land in Southern California is that crackpot governor that sways, you know, people in the middle or who are objective look at this bird brain and they think, okay, we're going to do whatever we can to bring back whoever it is that runs as a Republican. I do think it's interesting, though, in terms of, we'll have to stop here for a few moments, but the number of people who are blaming Trump for the midterms, like, again, I say get a life. Most of those people lost because of who they were, how they campaigned, what they had to say, not because of Trump. You give Trump too much credit on one side for the win and too much credit for on the other side for the loss. Let's move on, which we have to do anyway, because 18 after the hour.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened to cross Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on the clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken. That's what you've seen. That's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein. And that's what revs up your metabolism naturally. So you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at 1-833 top loss. The Top Radio Countdown.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, it's 23 at the hour now. Talk Radio Review with Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. The focus now on your thoughts, your comments from social media. Social media address, Facebook as long as it lasts, and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, another one, as long as it lasts, Good Day On Air. I say that with tongue in cheek, kinda. But maybe, I mean, I am so off of Zuckerberg, I wish that I could just blow up my Facebook page. Jennifer, this week, Jay, God bless her, is working to try to get stuff that I can't get posted, so she's trying to figure it out, and it doesn't get posted. And they have all these new rules and all this new stuff. It's like they were suicidal. Zuckerberg's net wealth has been cut in half. The stock is down to below $100, and he deserves every single bit of bad publicity he gets. So, and I don't know about Elon Musk, whether he does or he doesn't, but anyway, that's not, I'm just talking
about...
that's
a whole other story, yep.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's talk about the, first of all, the question that you asked about Ron DeSantis and what people thought of him. Jay, what'd you get for responses?
Yeah, Sharon Jakubek said he is a total breath of fresh air and we need more of his kind. Christina Miller chimed in saying, I like him and I don't think President Trump is finished, as so many media pundits are suggesting. And Lem Turnberg said, the future of the Republican Party, Trump needs to go away, and DeSantis take the wheel.
So it's interesting, the phraseology, or I don't think Trump is finished. I don't think Trump will ever be finished, whether you're talking about politics, whether you talk about his influence or impact on Americana. The guy's not going away, even if fewer people pay attention to him. And so if you let yourself be influenced, and Jennifer accused me of that, being influenced by the news media, because I told her who I voted for governor in Massachusetts,
because of who you voted for, why you voted for.
Yes,
that's what,
right.
Look, you get to vote for whoever you want.
Thank you.
Just have the reasons why you're doing it.
So I'll tell the audience.
Somebody.
Right. When I told you, I voted for two Republicans in statewide office, two Democrats in statewide office, and two Libertarians. I gave everybody a fair shot. And so, all right, let's move on to speaking of the election. Any surprises was the question that we asked of you. What do you have for responses to that?
Yeah, surprisingly, most people were not surprised, but the
surprisingly, no surprises.
Yeah, but the surprises that did come in were pretty much only regarding Pennsylvania. Carol Thomas says, are the voters in PA all under a spell?
I think that's about as good a way of putting it. Jennifer had a good way of analyzing it with all of the mail-in votes and the early voters and stuff, but you got to be, and this is not about the man, and it's not even people say, oh, you're so insensitive. I'm not insensitive at all. I feel bad for the guy, but he's not going to work as a senator. He's just going to do what they tell him to do, vote this way, push that button.
Well, and
that's
he'll probably end up getting pushed out, and then they're going to be able to replace him. And I think that's not the way to do business, you know? It's not just about winning that seat and then getting someone else appointed into it.
All right, what else you got?
Well, and like you were saying, Doug, about the early voting, I know a lot of people who are Fettermen all the way until the very last debate, and then they were like, I can't in good conscience vote
no.
for him. And they voted for Oz. So had they have voted previously, like you have suggested, Doug, what if you change your mind? Then what happens? You already sent in your ballot.
Yep.
Jeff Schmidt says, I can't believe Dr. Oz lost in Pennsylvania. I thought that was such an obvious win. Susan Nelson says, yep, PA, what were you thinking? And Michelle Soares brings in Massachusetts saying, you're doomed.
Because you got three women running the state. Yeah, the end of the world is just around the corner. It's 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the United States is committed to fighting global warming. Speaking at the United Nations COP27 summit in Egypt on Friday, Biden said new spending on clean energy initiatives will help ensure the United States hits its goal by 2030. The Federal Trade Commission is keeping a close eye on Twitter's moves under new owner Elon Musk. An FTC spokesman saying the agency could hold the company to specific security and privacy standards under a recent settlement. NASA is assessing damages to the Artemis 1 moon rocket in Florida. The agency saying it found minor damage to the rocket after Nicole hit Cape Canaveral as a Category 1 hurricane. The agency didn't roll back the equipment ahead of the storm. The next launch attempt for the Artemis 1 mission is scheduled for early Wednesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 34 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review with the Dougster, or as Jennifer Horn likes to call me, it's Dougie. Doug Steffen, Jennifer, and Jay. Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn. Number three this week, focus on the economy, which to me is the, is the election going to affect the economy, or did the economy affect the election? I think it's the latter.
The chicken,
frankly.
Or the egg, or the
yeah,
egg or the chicken.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly. So, anyway, one of the things that's happened this week in Texas, a district court judge has blocked President Biden's student loan forgiveness program on the grounds the administration didn't have the authority to do it. Really? What a surprise.
Well, let me tell you why. Because, and actually, I think it's a good decision based on what is constitutional. So it's an easy one. Congress holds the power of the purse, right? The House of Representatives can decide what kind of money is being sent, and they have to have a pass on it. Biden relieved lots of student debt, like billions of dollars worth of student debt, with an executive order, and you need congressional sign-off on that. So that's what it all stems around. You can, as a president, delay people paying their loans back with an executive order, but you can't forgive that because it's actual money that's supposed to come through Congress.
Yeah, all right. So this is probably not going to work, but I for one am not sad about it because I think that it overwhelmingly is very, and what are these people thinking actually? They think that others who have debt that comes from some other performance of some other deed is not going to be challenged. If you can't, you're going to do it for a few, you got to do it for everybody. You got to find something. And then we get back to this whole business by being dependent on the government for so many things. Why the hell should some students get their loan forgiven and others not? The crafting of this is so obvious what the aim is here, and it is this. It's too much money. It's not fair. And I think it shows that a lot of people who are in favor of this are blind to their fellow Americans. So I'm glad. I'd like to see the whole thing thrown out. Ladies, Jennifer agrees. Jay, what about you?
No, yeah, I agree. It's one of those things that it's just kind of like you're darned if you do, you're darned if you don't, you don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
it's good for people who need it, genuinely need it, and it would better their lives. But then you also have on the flip side of who's getting it that doesn't really need it. And what about people that came before that busted their butts to be able to afford these things and went into debt, significant debt, because of the interest rates?
Yeah. And that's the thing. That's really what ought to be addressed. There should be a federal law, the House and the Senate, if they weren't all bought off by all these banks and finance companies with campaign contributions, that's where the real problem is. The amount of interest that the people who are buying or borrowing money to buy an education, what they have to pay for forever and ever and ever, is an outrage. It's a national disgrace. And the fact that these phonies in Washington haven't done anything about it, you want to subsidize education, cut the interest rate from, what is it, 8% or something like that, maybe worse in some circumstances, down to 2% or whatever, you know, or make the loans. The government, you want to subsidize? The government pays the interest, and therefore you keep it where it needs to be, and people just pay. It's like buying a new car on 0% interest. Okay, buy a new Ford. Zero down, zero interest. All right, so buy yourself an education. Pay for what it costs, but don't put any interest on it. I think that's the solution, isn't it? Or am I the only one who thinks that?
I think it's a better solution than what we have now. Yeah. How about that?
Gee, that was underwhelming.
It's a solution.
It's a solution. All right. The whole business of ratings, I'm going to go back to the election for just a moment, because the folks at MSNBC are crowing while you're laughing. This is the first time. Well, these two zero-talent networks, although Rachel, I like Rachel on MSNBC, the rest of them are useless. On CNN, there's nothing. By the way, Cuomo has gone over to News Nation, which is the old WGN, which is actually...
There's a ton of money into News Nation right now to try to bolster up a little bit.
Well, it's actually pretty good. I thought the coverage... I watched him. I've never liked him, but I watched him for a while on election night, and a couple of the other Dan Woods. I love... Bannon, what's her face? I forget her name. Anyway, she's very good, very, very fair and open. And they had some, I thought it was good coverage. Anyway, so MSNBC is crowing that they had the same amount of viewers as CNN did. Okay.
That's a big fall for CNN. Think about CNN on election night.
Yep.
CNN on election night used to beat...
Everybody watched
it. Used to beat MSNBC.
Oh, yeah.
And it was... the real authority, but now they've gotten into so much opinion delivering, I think people gave up on them.
You know what didn't appear on the countdown for the first time this week on the list of stories from Talkers Magazine, which, by the way, you can get at gooddayshow.com or talkers.com. If you look through the list, COVID does not appear for the first time in ages, right? No COVID there. Which interests me, Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor has rejected a bid to prevent New York from enforcing its COVID vaccine mandate. If you're a worker for the city and you don't want a shot, you are going to get fired if you didn't get the shot.
People did already get fired, and they want to rehire them back, which I think is fair. Holy smokes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she rejected it. That is, so what is the... They're making a First Amendment argument as I look through all of this. But so she made the decision, because that's what happens sometimes on the Supreme Court. One judge can make a decision about something that they don't want to entertain. They don't want to listen to the arguments. So what does it mean as she rejects the challenge to the vaccine rule? That means that people are still going to have to get the vaccine or get fired.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I read it, right? You read it the same way?
I do, and I think that that's probably fair perspective from where Sonia Sotomayor would stand with the masses. I think in a time when you've got real crime issues going on in New York, now's not the time to be firing police officers. It's very hard to hire them back. And for what?
Yeah.
Do you think if you're being held up that you're going to say, oh, I'm sorry, you can't rescue me until after you show me proof
of vaccination?
Yeah,
right.
It's so stupid.
And also, with regard to COVID, there's a study out this week that suggests that repeat COVID, long haul COVID, is the when you get it again, it is riskier than when you got it the first time around. Apparently, people who have been reinfected have more of a risk of death. As a matter of fact, it's twice the risk of death. If you haven't had the shots, apparently your risk is tripled if you have COVID, that is, this long COVID or the second time around, much more serious. I don't know anybody. Well, that's not true. I do know somebody who's had it a couple times, and it didn't seem to have taken a toll. But if you have a weak immune system, you're in trouble if you get COVID again, apparently, according to this. So the whether this is PR for you, go get the shots before you die, you know, who knows. Again, we've become so, we're so conscious of being sold a bill of goods by Pfizer or whomever, Fauci, that we don't trust. Now, I have a very close, dear friend who is trying to get her daughter in a safe school situation. She doesn't want to have the child vaccinated for this stuff, and it's hard to find a school. You know, you have to have religious exemptions or whatever else, health exemptions,
medical exemptions.
Yeah, right.
Which ought not to be the case.
If you don't want to get them, then you shouldn't have to get them.
A state like California, it becomes very difficult to get an exemption. Especially for kids, there's like, they crack down on doctors who give them. We have something now that passed through the House that says if the state of California thinks that a doctor is delivering misinformation, i.e. not recommending the COVID shot, they can have their medical license taken away come January. There's big lawsuits in
the
state.
That's absurd.
It's absurd. It's absurd to have a doctor who has a medical license be told by Gavin Newsom what's appropriate and what's not. Come on.
A jerk. Aye, aye, aye. All right, Doug, be cool, calm, and collected. The economy, I'm back and forth on that because there are so many different wrinkles this week. The mortgage rate question comes up. The question is, what the heck is going on with mortgage rates? Because now the 30-year fixed mortgage is about 7%, more or less. Whereas last year at this time, a 30-year mortgage was 3%. So what does that do to the housing market? See, I don't understand how this works, and I ask this question frequently because I don't understand how it works. How does making things more expensive and slowing the economy down make things better? It's always going to put people out of work. What's worse here, the problem or the fix? And so that's when I look at...
It's all painful. And you know what's infuriating? When they ask Biden, okay, you had a good night on election night, what are you going to do in the next 2 years? And he says, more of the same.
Ah, like, perfect.
It's like, please don't do that. Like, acknowledge people are suffering. You may have wins. Celebrate your wins, whatever it is. But acknowledge that people are hurting and that they're having a problem affording groceries and gasoline. Don't just say there's no problem. And then he said, we're not in a recession. We're in a recession right now.
Mm-hmm.
We need to plan out of it. And I don't care where you are politically, but let's have people that have plans, whether they're good or not. Let's have something we buy into. Like, let's just not say let's do nothing or more of the same, because it's not working.
No, it doesn't. There's so much, I don't know. And what do you say about crime? Number four this week, crime in America. The fact that there is, I'm looking around at, you know, the various sources. I have 14 or 15 different sources that I use every day. And you look around at some of these things, the stories, more in the big papers like the L.A. Times, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Boston Globe, you know, that bunch, Miami Herald to a point. Now if it bleeds, we're going back to the time when it bleeds, it leads. But at that point, there would be people working to change or fix the problem. Now, as you were saying, you know, the business with the, what's more important, getting a shot or having police on the street in New York City? Maybe what we should do is ask Frank Reagan, the commissioner.
Yeah.
Right?
I know what he would tell you.
Blue Bloods. get somebody else on the street from my family. That's what he'd tell you. All right. Anyway, we've got, you know, a lot of who's and how's. Hold on a second. I'm going to do a couple of quick things and some final comments for this segment of the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a story list from the folks at Talkers Magazine at number 10 this week. Twitter and Meta. The Twitter layoffs and the Meta layoffs. Number 9, the hurricane. Number what? You didn't hear there's a hurricane? Name was Nicole. Number 8, race relations. Number 6 on the countdown, the focus on immigration. The Ukrainian war is number 5. Crime in America is 4. The economy is 3. Mr. Trump, in and of himself, is number 2. And, of course, the midterm elections are number 1 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, "Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen." After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on the clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. I'm thanking her before we even get her on the air for being here as we dig into why it is so helpful for people to get healthy the healthy way. But some people choose to get healthy by not doing healthy things.
Absolutely. You know, you are 100% correct. You know, with Calitrin, you don't have to sacrifice your long-term health for your short-term goals. In fact, if anything, Calitrin is not only going to help you get there in a way that's healthy, but where you can maintain it and keep it off long-term, too.
All right, so let's talk about the deal. It's Halloween time.
That's right. Right now, we've extended that big sale. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. This is the one that everybody waits for to stock up and save because it is unlimited. So buy four, get four, buy five, get five. Unlimited. It's on our website, toploss.com. Our number is toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS.
Use the Doug promo code to have free shipping as well. That's toploss.com.
Top Radio Countdown.
According to the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, these are the people, most talked about people in America this week on News Talk Radio. At number 10, Carrie Irving. At number 9, combo Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg. Who do you want to dislike more, I guess? And speaking of disliking, number 8, Mr. Putin is there. Number 7, I guess we could go through a list of various Republican and Democratic candidates to fit into that hole. Number six, the two people vying for the Senate in Georgia. Number five, the two people vying for Senate in Pennsylvania. Number four is Pelosi and McCarthy as things change for the Republicans in the House. Ron DeSantis is three. Donald Trump is two. And Joe Biden, number one this week on the people list from Talkers Magazine.
Talk radio countdown.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Code. Cut.com. That's GCN taxcut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown. Well, it is the countdown. This is the companion piece to the countdown. This is the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn is here from Carol A. in Los Angeles. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen from the Good Day program. Brought to you in part by O'Reilly. Don't miss seeing better. Drive Safer Month right now, and you can participate in that at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You get great deals on wiper blades, headlight bulbs, cleaning products. Get up to $20 in a gift card on select purchases at O'Reilly, and their professional parts people will install your wiper blades free. Get ready for the weather. See better. Drive safer. Go to O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by your local store, or you can visit them online to order at O'ReillyAuto.com. All right, so looking at the list of things, we sort of, as we were going through some of the comments from listeners, I made a comment about Elon Musk. The number 10 item on the story list this week is Elon and what went on at Twitter this week, who got fired. But the bigger story in terms of numbers, 11,000 people get laid off by Zuckerberg at Meta. I think I said earlier, you look at his stock portfolio, look at the value of the stock, those people who are silly enough to still have Facebook stock, who, if you have it, that sort of means you're endorsing him, right? The stock is down to below $100. At its peak, it was, I think, 387 or something like that. Mm-hmm. He's a frequent target of mine because I think he's a narcissistic boob. And so from there, sticks and stones can break my bones. Names will never hurt me, but the stock price will hurt you. But, you know, you have the perfect, you, Jay, have the perfect experience that you've shared with me and people listening to the program. When we try to put stuff up on my Facebook page, it's like trying to reinvent the wheel.
Oh, it is absolutely ridiculous, because I will go to your page, Doug, your newsfeed, your timeline, and it either buttons just won't be there. You put something into post and you can't hit the post button because it doesn't exist, or you can see the post button, you hit it, and then it says, okay, posting, it's been posted, and then it's just completely disappeared from the page.
Well,
it does not show
Doug
up
was sending
anywhere.
All that weird information and those pictures.
Yeah, he's been shadow banned, apparently. Well, and something we've noticed on the Good Day page is that sometimes comments will be hidden because they might be spammy, or it might cause people to argue with each other. Those are the actual notifications we've had. We are given the ability to unhide and say, no, this was hidden by mistake, but Facebook is starting to automatically hide things.
Well, the thing that really is troubling here is that we've looked at these opportunities in social media to express ourselves because we haven't, you know, for example, talk radio, the world of talk radio where it used to be Vox Populi, people could call and they have something important or intelligent to say. Now all we have are callers, and maybe your program is an exception to that, but one of the reasons I don't take callers anymore, frankly, is because the quality of the callers went way down in the last two or three years. So I'm just not interested in listening. Most of the people that are motivated to call are angry. They want to take a shot. And who wants to listen to all that stuff?
So
if you like listening to
people on the radio, so
well, yeah, yes. Yes, there's something to be said for that as well. Okay, so let's move to number eight here for a moment. The whole business of race and race relations and that sort of thing. I don't know. I think this has been so overplayed and overdone. I don't. What factor? We talked about the Latinos having an impact in Florida, but do we see? You know, in there are a lot of people who look at Georgia now, which, as we do this program, still hasn't really been decided. And the circumstances that we find ourselves in, one black running against another black, and that becomes an issue in and of itself, which I don't think it should be. I don't think we should be looking at somebody's skin color. I think we figure out who's the best guy for the job and vote him in. That, unfortunately, tragically, isn't what's happening. In that circumstance, was the black Lives Matter card overplayed during the election this year? Would we see any results of it being up or down? You got a few seconds here, ladies.
Yeah, I don't really think that was a factor, actually. I don't think the skin color was. I think it was definitely more about stopping the leftist policies of Biden. I think that's how Herschel Walker ran, actually.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Well, I think that was the hope anyway.
Yeah.
All right, lots of hope, lots of thoughts, lots of comments. Talk Radio Review, Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.